This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube here on this Friday, as we do all the days. And most of the Fridays, Clint Yates is with us. Yates is with us now. What's up, dude?
Not much. I'm currently in the green room at ESPN LA Studios after doing the show this morning. So, you know, it's kind of a weird feeling, not going to lie, Craig. We have less than 10 shows left on Around the Horn. And we just got our schedules for next week. So I'll be on next Tuesday. And that probably is going to be the penultimate time I'm on if I get on next week. So it's a little weird, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's definitely a little weird. And it's going to be weird for me not looking up and seeing your face in one of the boxes or seeing whoever's faces are in the boxes in the middle of the afternoon. It's only been on for 20 years, most of my life.
Right. So it's kind of a bittersweet feeling, but you know, it's one of those where we get to look back and reflect on how much fun we've gotten to have and to see people like Kate Fagan and Jemele Hill come back. You know what I mean? The names that you've said that we've seen over the course of the decades has really been, it's been special. So, you know,
yeah, no, it's cool. And, you know, cool that you're getting to be a part of this farewell tour here. Well deserved. Do you know where you are on like the all time wins list?
I don't, but I do know that I mean, my claim to fame in this regard is having been on for what will be 8 years. The show was only on 23, and eight of them is more than a third. So, like, you know, that's sort of more so where I look at it as, because I still sort of feel like I was new. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Then realize, like, no, there's a lot of people that have come and gone. So when I first got there, though, I was only the 31st ever panelist, and that was including like 10 people that had done one-offs. So like,
oh, wow.
You know, things have grown a lot quickly towards the end there, but yeah, it's a pretty special experience.
No doubt. Clinton, of course, will continue doing his radio show, so you can catch him there. Clinton and Friends, it's mornings on ESPN Radio, which you can listen to on the ESPN app. All right. You and I today are going to talk a little NBA, talk what happened last night with Draymond Green. And so if you missed it, Draymond picked up almost an identical style technical that he did in game one, where he gets fouled. He, in his reaction to the foul, winds up hitting a Minnesota player. He gets a dead ball technical. And then after the game, like unprompted, he kind of goes on this rant of like, I'm tired of being portrayed as the angry black man. I will not give my opinion at all. I will set the floor and say, that's the setup, Clinton. What did you make of Draymond's commentary after?
I think Draymond is conflicted. I think Draymond is probably getting to an age and a point in his career where he's sort of looking back on a lot of things. And I think he's realizing that, like, maybe he hasn't been as self-aware as he could have been and is reacting to that. Because for me, there's two conversations here, although they are similar. The reason why people think that Draymond is angry, be it because of what they feel about his blackness or not, which gets into, if you guys really want to do the historical research, look up the concept of the black brute. That is the actual sort of literary root of where this kind of stereotype comes from, which is a serious concern from an identity standpoint. That being said, but from a basketball side, I don't know that it goes that far, because, like, dude, you're literally injuring people. You're legitimately hurting people. And you're not only hurting people physically, this has affected your team. This has affected you in the finals. This has affected your paycheck. And so when I see a play like what we saw yesterday, and then you juxtapose that with the play he made, hello, on Şengün to win a game, complete body control, so on and so forth, you have to think to yourself, at least you know what you're doing when you need to. So I can't buy the idea that this is just kind of how you are with no intent outside of your own athletic drive. So that's where I think there's a real disconnect between what he's feeling as a black man and what people are watching on the basketball court. And that's where I kind of feel bad for him, because he's right. I'm sure that off the basketball court, he's a great dad. He's a great father. He's a great accomplished person. But that's not where we see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see you on the court. And when you're on the court and you're acting like a ruffian, well, that's what people are going to think.
Right. And I think it's important context to point out, too, that like, oh, there was a fan ejected last night for putting a racial slur. So like, he's probably feeling that in a more intense way than just the actual technical. And this has always, to me, been the dichotomy with Draymond. Is I love Draymond, the basketball player. He's one of my favorite players of the last decade and a half. His basketball IQ is extraordinarily high. The things he's able to do defensively are crazy. He should not be able to do what he does at his size. Right. Like, he is a legitimate, excellent option guarding 7-footers at 6'7", because in part his body control is so good. And his, like, I think he's pretty good on television too. Like, he's always thoughtful. I don't always think he gets it right, but like, I think he is thoughtful. But then he has these moments where he just like loses it. And it's like, yeah, Draymond, are there people that probably think about you as the angry black man? Absolutely. And I think Draymond's also someone who's so animated when he talks that if you muted him, you wouldn't know whether he's yelling at someone or telling them that he loves them. Sure. And so there's like there's that thing where like sometimes he's having a perfectly fine discussion and it looks like he's going crazy and the crowd's doing the technical thing. But at the end of the day, on that play, you whacked a dude in the face.
Yeah.
Like, how many years in a row are you going to get technicals and flagrants for flailing your arms before you stop flailing your arms and hitting people in the face?
And I think he also just doesn't understand beyond that, Craig, that like what the treatment that Draymond Green gets is in fact the privileged treatment for players in the NBA. You can't punch a guy in the face in practice and have it get out and expect to be on that team later. That did happen. Jordan Poole went to DC as a result. You know what I'm saying? And like, most guys would probably have already gotten thrown out of a few games that Draymond did not get thrown out of, because people know he's a great player and they do understand some level of his physicality. I just feel like at this stage of the game, you know, you've got your podcast, you've got a lot of things. There's plenty of spaces for you to express your feelings. And this was sort of out of nowhere, maybe not out of nowhere based on what you mentioned, but it officially qualifies as a bit of a distraction for me. The Warriors are dealing with Steph being hurt with a hammy that's never happened before. They're trying to figure out how to come back against a Wolves team that's hungry. And this is what Draymond's talking about. Like, whatever the issue may be, this is the kind of stuff that I feel that you don't want at this stage of the game, because it's relatively early in the playoffs. And maybe it's what he gets to do to get himself fired up. But I feel like that should be old hat for a veteran team like that at this point.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, Clint Yates with us here on the Hoffman Show. I think I have two thoughts in divergent directions to an extent about that. First is that there is a part of me that goes, Draymond's calculated. Like, this could be a way where we're talking about this and not the fact that he didn't score for the first half of the first quarter. Right. And, you know, it's coaches do that kind of stuff all the time where it's like, let me create a distraction so people are talking about me and not talking about how poorly we played. Is there a chance? Maybe. He's smart enough, but also I think it's probably in some ways a reaction to the slur and the fan getting thrown out and like an emotional loss and you know, him just letting some internal dialogue go.
Sure.
The other thing that I think is fascinating on the basketball front is he talked after game one about a conversation he had with Steve Kerr before game one, or maybe it was even before game seven against the Rockets.
Okay.
And like he said it was one of the best conversations they'd ever had and about getting him in the right mind frame to lead and being like, hey, we need you like steady. We need you here. And if you watched him in those two games, like you saw a version of Draymond that still was intense and competitive and like all the best, but it was in control. Yeah. And I think that's the thing that like also he's got to be able to pull himself out of and go like, hey, I just talked about how great that is. And if I'm Steph and if I'm Steve, I'm going to him and be like, hey, remember how we all agreed that this version of you is the best version of you? Steph, see him over there? He's not wearing a uniform. I need you to be the best version of you or we are going to lose. And I think that's another, like, on a basketball front, a disappointing part of this is not that Draymond can't express himself as a human being and be a full person beyond a basketball player, but in the moments on the court, like, you can't be picking up these technicals because we need you to win if we're the Warriors.
Correct. But there's also that really funny kind of anecdotally evidenced data, which is that every time Steph gets hurt in a game, Draymond immediately crashes out because he doesn't want to play on the court. Like, that's an actual thing that people
believe. No, it is.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, there's an element here of that that's also at play that is kind of, I mean, I guess at some level, it's you can't really control it. And so it's sort of that to a playoff level also, because that you can't ignore that. Like, every single time that happens, all of a sudden there's a Draymond issue. And it's like, all right, well, if this is really what we're still doing, okay. But I think you're right. Like, it does not behoove the Warriors for him to not be in games. It's as simple as that. We literally have the best case scenario when he tried to kick LeBron in the junk. And they ended up coming back down 3-1. And that was that. You know what I'm saying? That is a legacy definer for a lot of people, including me. Like, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, I thought you meant for like a lot of people on like it's a legacy definer for Draymond and LeBron. I mean, that is the crown jewel of the King's crown is that title. And it probably doesn't happen if he doesn't get hicked in his jewels by Draymond.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know, I've always put on record that I think that Warriors team was the best team I've ever seen play, regardless of title. But then when you bring up the title, Draymond's name is the first one that comes up. So,
yeah. Also, I didn't plan on that pun to work out quite as well as it did.
That's pretty good.
But pretty sometimes the genius just flows.
Whatever can we do?
Yeah. Over here in this chair. Clinton Yates, he's yapping at you from his chair with his microphone mornings on ESPN Radio on Clinton and Friends. Catch him one of his final appearances on Around the Horn next Friday at 5:00.
Tuesday.
I said Tuesday and then my mouth said Friday and now we've undone the genius of 45 seconds ago.
Ball don't lie.
Yeah, this is the show, everybody. Clinton Yates with us on Fridays here on The Hoffman Show. Thank you, sir.
No problem, Gregory.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.